This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So next up for Blues is a trip to Coventry in a derby shown on Sky Sports on Friday night. And I'm joined by Mark Smith from All Things Sky Blue. How are you doing, Mark?
Evening, Sam. Yeah, good, thanks. You're right.
Yeah, all good, thank you. Despite Birmingham's form, I'm still looking forward to this game because Birmingham Coventry in the past sort of couple of seasons has given us a bit of excitement, albeit not with Birmingham wins. But in terms of the game on Friday, what are your initial thoughts sort of going into it?
Yeah, I think... prior to the game at Ipswich where we lost, we've had two wins on the trot at Millwall and against Plymouth. Looking at the game against Ipswich, we probably, in over 90 minutes, we probably did deserve to lose the game. But second half, we did play reasonably okay. We held our own. Possibly with a bit of luck, we could have maybe got a draw, had Godden put away his penalty. And obviously, we literally scored the last kick of the game. It was a header, really, last header of the game. So... yeah, it's a bit disappointing to lose to Ipswich, but I think Friday is a good opportunity to try and bounce back. And you know, the Blues are only picked up 4 points since Rooney's been manager. So yeah, they're under a bit of pressure. They obviously had a poor result against Rotherham on Saturday. So you know, obviously they want to put that right on Friday themselves. So I think both teams will want to win the game. There's a lot of I think both teams are under a bit of pressure to an extent, actually, because I think we've only won 5 games all season, 3 at home. So I think we need to start winning our home games as well. So I think there's a lot to prove for both sides this game, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're right. I think there is a bit of pressure coming from both sides because in terms of league standings at the moment, Coventry are 17th, having won, as you said, 5 games this season. How would you sort of say the season's gone so far? Because obviously last season, Coventry in the playoffs, just missing out on the playoff final. What were the kind of thoughts and feelings in the summer? Because there was a lot of departures, high key departures as well, with the likes of Jokeresh going and Gus Hamer going as well. And then you've brought in sort of Haji Wright, Ellis Sims, spent quite a bit of money. So what was the kind of feeling in the summer and your feelings now?
I always felt it was going to be a rebuild season, if I have to be honest. I don't think it was a season that, although we hit the heights of playoff final and penalty kick-out shootout from being a Premier League side, I felt when we didn't win, I kind of knew that we were going to lose some big players, and obviously that's happened. And not just that, we've lost some good players at the back that are on loan as well from last season. I think it's taken quite a while to, you know, really start to get the team that Mark Robbins wants. I think it's taken a while for him to identify who are his best players that fit into the system. We started the season with a sort of 3-5-2, 3-5-1-1 type of formation. He usually likes to play, certainly like last season, he'd play with two wing backs who would sort of operate and sort of all the way, you know, left and right, defend and attack. Whereas recently now, last few games, with the exception of the Ipswich game, he's kind of gone 4-3-3, or that can become a 4-5-1 as well. They sort of can help the midfield and defence out. So I think that for me is my preferred formation with the players we've got at our disposal. I think that that's where he'll probably go for this game. I think Ellis Sims, in my opinion, will start, but obviously Robins does keep his cards close to his chest. But I think this season has been, it's been a disappointing season. I think there's always a bit of pressure when you spend, you know, around £20 million on new signings, and it's taken a while for quite a few of those guys to settle in. I think Hadji Wright, his goals is actually, goal scoring ratio is actually pretty good. He's scored about five goals in that 11 starts, which is almost one every other game, which is decent. Ennis Sims has been a little bit disappointing, but hasn't had a lot of opportunities. I think Tatsu Sakamoto is starting to flourish in that sort of right wing, sort of right attacking position where he's a very skillful player. Callum O'Hare's has started his first game in quite a while. He's had a lot of sub appearances, but he started at Ipswich. He did okay, but I still think he's got work to do to get to the levels that he's been at, you know, previously. As far as our defence, I mean, we've brought in Brad Collins as now sort of now the new number one. Ben Wilson, as you know, was consistently out number one last season, but he hasn't had the best of seasons, and now he's been dropped. And defensively, obviously McFadden's now, you know, not in the side now. He's more than likely on the bench for this game. And they'll go Kitchen and Thomas as our centre backs. And Jake Bigwell for me has been one of our better players this season. And I thought he's been unfortunate not to be in the side. Who signed De Silva from Bristol City, who I think for me he's still got a lot to prove at this level. So I think the jury's still on him. Van Ivac at right back, I think will play. I think he's looking a very promising signing, and I think he will improve. But I think it's a work in progress this season overall. I think I would definitely take mid-table. I think, as you said on our show, mid-table would be, for me, an acceptable season for us. But obviously, long-term, Doug King doesn't want us to be just a mid-table championship club. We want to be a club that's you know, challenging for the playoff positions. But I don't think that's going to happen this season. So for me, I think if we get middle to mid-table, that's not the worst season for me.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the same with us, sort of, you know, that mid-table position that we'd be all right with, a lot of new signings to bed in as well. But I suppose the difference between Coventry and Birmingham is that Coventry have had their manager for a long time. You know, Mark Robins been in charge since 2017, a bit of a sort of club legend, having won the EFL trophy with Coventry, getting them up all the way from League Two to the playoff final last season, and really took Coventry up the leagues, and is someone that you sort of look to as now a championship manager that's been in these posts for a long time. Because in the championship this season, there's already been 9 managerial departures. It's all getting a bit crazy at the moment with managers departing this week. So in terms of Coventry's managerial system, what are your thoughts at the moment, sort of with staying loyal to Mark Robins?
Well, I think I don't see him getting sacked, but he does need results. And, you know, I don't think Doug King is, well, I don't think he'll fire the bullet just yet, but we do need results, you know, because as I said earlier, I think we need, you know, look at this game. This game got target 3 points, because after that we've got Leeds away, Southampton at home before that, and then Leeds away. You know, two sides have come down the Premier League is going to be a tough ask. And then Sunderland away, they're a bit inconsistent. But obviously, they've just sat Mowbray. So obviously, you know, the new manager bounce could happen, or it may not happen, but we'll see. But yeah, I think he's under a little bit of pressure. I think we did have a couple of wins recently, which lifted the gloom a bit. But obviously, Ipswich away was a slight disappointment. It was always a disappointing result. I don't think the performance was terrible, but I think, the way I see it is, if you get a couple of wins, you can go right at the table, and you could be top half, and then you're talking about playoffs again. So it's just a championship for you. So I think we need to keep the faith in Mark Robins. I still think he's the best man for the job, simply because I can't think of anyone else. If they sacked him right now, I can't see anyone else who could come in and do a better job, really. So I think they've got to give him at least till January to hopefully strengthen some players, maybe get a couple of loans in, and then, you know, see where we end up. But yeah, I think if we don't win on Friday, I think he could be under a little bit of pressure, definitely.
It's one of the things in the championship, isn't it, where you sort of go a few games without a win, and then it's all doom and gloom. And then if you win a couple on the bounce, it's all of a sudden how many points are you off the top six? So that's just the nature of the championship, isn't it? And in terms of the play style of Coventry, it's something that, you know, has come into question a lot with Birmingham fans, in terms of what style of football do we want, and what type of football is going to be best to get us up the league. in terms of the way that Coventry play, having, you know, done pretty well last season, getting all the way up to the playoffs, were you a sort of team that played a lot with the ball, or was it a thing where it was kind of 50-50 in if there was a team that dominated possession, you'd sit back a bit, or you just go for it every single game?
I think we tend to play a lot on the floor under Robbins. Occasionally, like, we can mix up a bit. We can go a bit direct to play the long ball occasionally. But we generally like to get our wide players involved more and try and play through the try and stretch the game. Use our wide players like Van Ivac and sort of Bidwell / Hadji Wright. I'd imagine he'll be playing that position. So generally, Robbins likes to play more on the floor. We do play quite a patient style of football, which can be good because at home, particularly, we tend to enjoy a lot of possession. But I just feel sometimes we're a bit too slow with our movement off the ball, and teams tend to park the bus a bit when they play at our place. They like to put 9-10 men behind the ball and try and hit us on the counter. It's generally typically how, from the games I've seen as players, how it works. But yeah, I think you'll see a lot of possession-based football on Friday night.
Because it's one of the things where I remember last season, the game that we played against Coventry at your guys' ground, where it was one of the things where, you know, we were safe, had nothing really much to play for. Coventry was still playing for something, and you guys, yeah, emphatically beat us. And it was one of the things where we did try and put a lot of bodies behind the ball. It was kind of one of the things where we kind of knew our fate before it happened because you guys just pummeling our goal. And this season, sort of in the game on Friday, I don't think you're going to see that in terms of us sitting back, because what Rooney's trying to do is he's trying to sort of play on the front foot, for better or for worse. I mean, for worse most of the time in the last few games. But I think there's going to be a lot more space, especially out on the wings, because of the fact that Coventry, you know, it's a big pitch. And I feel that there's a lot of space for your wingers to get our fullbacks. And in terms of personnel, who should we be looking out for?
I think Ellis Sims, possibly, if he starts, would be one I would go for. I think Tatsu Sakamoto, I'd hope he would start, sort of a right wing, quite pacey, tricky player, not bad crosser. Milo Van Ivac as well, who plays sort of a right back, who can also sometimes come forward as well. He's pretty pacey. Hadji Wright has flattered to deceive a little bit. He has scored, say, 5 goals this season. Probably, if I have to be honest, a lot of those are kind of tappings, but you've got to be there at the right place at the right time. I think he's getting better. But, you know, considering we've spent £7 million on him, I think the jury's still out on him a little bit. And I think he's certainly got more to do. I think we've got a good defence. Although we did consider a poor goal at Ipswich, the first goal was a poor goal. We were left very, very square. But I think we're decent defensively. We're not too bad. I think at home we don't concede a lot. We've only lost one game at home this season. But I'd say Sakamoto, Sims.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Possibly had you right. And I'd say Bidwell and Van Ivac on the wings could cause you problems.
And I think sort of thinking about last season compared to this season in terms of looking at Coventry, obviously the absence of Jokeresh is big. The fact that he scored 22 goals in all competitions last season, a big miss for you guys. And you've got sort of two strikers in for good money in terms of Hadji Wright and Ellis Sims as well. Going forward, is it going to be one of the things where both of them start for you, or is it going to be one instead of the other? Because I know on your channel you suggested that Hadji Wright play on the left and Ellis Sims through the middle. So is it one of the things where both players are perhaps struggling to play with each other and it's one or the other?
I think so, because they did play with each other in previous games this season. I think the one game against Norwich, they did play the two of them up front. And I just felt it didn't quite work. It wasn't quite understanding. And equally, with when Godden's been the striker, it hasn't, his understanding of Wright or Sims hasn't quite been there like it was of Gyökeres. Although ironically, I think it's been one of Godden's better seasons since Gyökeres has left. He's probably profited quite a bit with 7 goals he scored this season. So he's actually had one of his better seasons, although people still whinge about Godden, obviously. But he's still our best striker, our best finisher. So you could, there is a case to argue that does he start as well? I personally would go for Sims because I feel it's time for him to give him an opportunity. And he's done okay when he's come on the sub, so I think that's something that will happen for me. I think they've tried to play two up front. It hasn't really worked as we would like. So he changed his system to sort of, I say 4-3-3, but three are more of a wide players, kind of midfield, sort of winger type positions to kind of cut in into the central role. So it's not an out and out sort of number 10 type of position. So I would expect something along those lines formation wise for this game.
And Ellis Sims last season scored against us at St Andrews for Sunderland, so he's someone that has found the back of the net against us pretty recently. And I do really rate Sakamoto as well, a really tidy player. It tends to be with a lot of these players sort of from like Japan, we saw it during the World Cup, that, you know, they're really nimble, really agile. We've got Koji Miyoshi, who we got from Antwerp in the summer, and he's kind of a similar mould where, you know, he's really good on the ball technically, dribbling, you know, gets into the right area. So I think he's going to be a real threat to deal with. And in terms of sort of past fixtures between the two teams, Coventry had a pretty good record against Birmingham. The fact that the last time we beat you guys was all the way back in 2020 in that weird FA Cup run where we had to play sort of Coventry in a replay, and both games were at St Andrews. So in terms of sort of games that you remember from the past of Coventry Birmingham, what springs to mind?
Obviously recently, the two games last season where we drew 0-0 at St Andrews, and we were probably lucky to get a draw. But Ben Wilson made a really good save. I remember last minute of the game, I want to say. And the game last season at our place where we won, I think, a couple of goals to nil. We played really well that game. Looking back further, definitely the FA Cup game was a bit of a weird one when we were playing at home, in inverted commas, at St Andrews. And then we were playing at home to Birmingham City at St Andrews. And that was the biggest... It's just weird, really. And I'm sure it was more weird for you as a Birmingham fan than we were.
Yeah, and they weighed in our own ground.
But in all fairness, we did. In all seriousness, Coventry got a lot to be thankful for Birmingham about, because, you know, they came to our rescue, really, because with all that happened before with the CBS Arena, or the Rico as it was back then, they helped us out a lot. And we liked Birmingham because the pitch was always good at St Andrews. And from what I understand, there was always a good relationship with the two clubs. And we got promoted from League One at playing at St Andrews. So really, we got some good memories of St Andrews as a place. So obviously the game's at our place. But I always think it's always a local derby between us and Blues. I don't think it's a nasty local derby like you would say. Certainly not like a Blues Villa type of derby. So I think it's kind of a... Obviously, we want to win the game and everything, but I think the relationships in the two clubs is generally pretty positive.
I think so as well. And it's one of the things where, you know, back at your ground now on Friday with the Sky cameras there, what kind of atmosphere are you expecting at the game? Is it going to be one where the fans are sort of right up for it? Or is it going to be a bit, you know, wait how we see because of the form that you guys are on at the moment? Is it going to take something to happen on the pitch for the fans to get riled up?
No, I mean, the atmosphere is generally pretty loud at the CBS. The Singers' Corner is our sort of our main. It's a bit like the Cop End, I suppose. Our version of Cop End is always loud and very. They get right behind the team, and obviously, even when they're always right behind the players. So I think the atmosphere will be really good. Obviously, Blues coming to bring a lot of fans as well. We'll add to the atmosphere. So I think it'd be a really good atmosphere, and. I'm looking forward to going and watching the game.
Yeah, it should be a good game. And finally, if I could grab a score prediction from you of what you think the score is going to be.
Well, I mean, I'm always a bit kind of sitting on the fence going for draws all the time. I have to be positive and say we'll win 2-0. But look, it's not going to be an easy game. As I said before, no easy game in the Championship. I just feel that Blues are probably playing at a good time. They're not playing as well as they'd want to. You know, one win, he's really only picked up what, 4 points from the last, was it five or six games? So, yeah, I mean, I think he's under pressure a bit. I don't think he's necessarily going to lose his job or anything like that. But at the same time, you know, he needs results, like we need results as well. You know, so I think at home we've got to target 3 points. I think we can win, but you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we get them 2 goals maybe in the second half. It might be a bit of a tight affair first half, and then we might be 2-0 second half.
And quickly as well, I mean, I know you're going with 2-0 Birmingham not scoring, but if we were to sort of score, what situation do you reckon it would come from? Is there anything that sort of you've seen with Coventry this season that you thought, right, okay, the team might be able to catch us out on this?
I think sometimes we can be a bit careless in possession. We can sort of just we just make some just individual mistakes that can catch us out. And you know, if I look back to the Ipswich game, I just felt the first goal was we were caught square at the back. Their players put a through ball to George Hurst, who runs on and it scores an easy goal. Second goal, we get caught out of position from a really good crossfield pass from Connor Chaplin to Leif Davis, who passed it across to Wes Burns. And to be fair, that finish he scored on Saturday was probably one of the best goals.
It was the Travella, wasn't it? Jeez, that was something else.
Premier League goal. In all fairness, Ipswich are a Premier League side in waiting for me. Same one of the best sides I've seen this season. They played some really good football, but they did sit back. And I suppose sometimes where we can be vulnerable at home, I guess, is sometimes teams do counter us and we're a bit vulnerable that way. We can make our own mistakes. But we've had too many draws this season. I think that's been my biggest frustration with us. I mean, the amount of games I could count, how many draws, you know, 0-0s, 1-1s, 2-2s, it's too many. But we've only lost three. But at the same time, we only lost one game against West Brom, which, a goalkeeping howler from Wilson, and then they scored from an offside goal. So, you know, it's disappointing. But I think for me, yeah, I mean, any side can make mistakes, and we're no different. So, I still feel though we've got enough to win, but it won't be an easy game.
And you said about sort of too many draws on your channel. I did actually predict 2-2, and I'm going to stick by that prediction. So in my case, I think it's going to be another draw for Coventry and a point on the board for Birmingham. So thank you so much for your time, Mark.
Thanks,
if you
man.
Could just shout out sort of where we can find you, what you're up to on your channel at the moment.
Yeah, so All Things Sky Blue, we're on YouTube, we're on X, we're on Instagram, Facebook. We're also on podcast channels on Apple, Spotify and Amazon. We do a show usually on a Friday at 9 p.m. on X Space on X. We talk about everything related to Coventry. We review the games that we played and look ahead to any games that we're playing. There's usually a team of about four or five of us that talk for about an hour about Coventry City. So anyone's welcome to join, and you know, we always welcome any opposition fans as well who wants to come on and talk about you know. Lights just gone off there on my things. It's not good. but yeah, we always welcome fans from any clubs who want to come and talk about the game as well. The more the merrier. It's an open forum for anyone.
Brilliant. Cheers, Mark. It should be a good game on Friday, a good atmosphere for the local derby and for all the sort of action. Keep up to date with us on Blues Focus. We'll have sort of a vlog coming out from the game, a podcast later in the week as well. So be sure to like, share, comment, subscribe. And most importantly, keep rolling.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are round, you've got your McNugget share box ready to go, your mates are already booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.